Meet the Rookies is brought to you by Chicago Tribune Sports Plus.
Bears rookie wide receiver Daniel Braverman is only 22 years old, but his football life started at a ridiculously early age. His father, Jamie Braverman, played college football and loved the game. Made sure Daniel was exposed to football right from the start of his life.
My dad said I was carrying a ball in like 4 months. He played football. He went to Lehigh. He was a huge football junkie. And, you know, I remember just being in the living room and he'd be on one couch and I'd be on the other couch. And I'd come in from the hallway and he'd throw and I'd have to dive over the couch. And that was just stuff I did, or like he'd give me a handoff and I'd run into the couch just, you know, scoring a touchdown, or going to like a local park in like first grade and he would just kick me kickoffs. And it was just, my whole life was really just wrapped around football.
Braverman would need that love of football and the bond he developed with his father to get through the acute sense of loss and abandonment that a child feels when they lose a parent. He faced an issue no child should ever have to deal with.
Normal second grade, just living life, going to school every day. One night I hear my dad tell me my mom's going on a trip to go see her mom, you know, a little vacation. So, you know, I'm just saying it's all right, cool. I'll wait for when she comes back. And, you know, I think a month went on and, you know, I'm obviously asking my dad, where's mom? And, you know, he took me out dinner, and then at the end of the night, he kind of just told me, you know, your mom's not coming back. And I just remember really just breaking down. But, you know, just growing up from that, I had like trust issues really. My dad, I was kind of like, always, I was very protective of my dad, making sure he wasn't going nowhere and stuff like that, always calling him. But I think that really, you know, built me into the man I am today, because I think everyone has a sense of adversity in their life, and I think that's what I carry. I just remember she would buy me toys. She would take me to Toys R Us. She'd come to my soccer games. I don't think she came to much of my football games. She was brunette. I think she was Colombian also. That's really it, really. I don't really know much about it. It's nothing like where I think about daily or even monthly, but it's something that I think, you know, it just doesn't go away. It's still there, but it's not something that I don't get sad about it. That's why I'm open talking about it. It's something that happened in my life, and I think it happened for a reason. You know, you can't really look back on life and be mad about it. I think, you know, you have to move on and, you know, become a better person from it.
The constant and guiding force for Braverman is his dad. Forced to play the role of both parents, he steered Daniel towards sports, where the joy and discipline involved with competing was a positive influence in Braverman's life.
I think he played both roles, and I think he really made sports really one of my outlets, and I think I did as well. He wasn't so well on the school side. You know, I was a good student, but, you know, that wasn't our focus growing up. It was really just going out and having a great day playing football after school and going to practice and, you know, just having fun, really. And I think that was one of my outlets. But he did a great job playing both roles of keeping me a good person. And he put a lot of great people in my life, at like mentors that I met along the way. And he made a point to bring those people into my life that I could look up to and, you know, have great role models.
One of those mentors came into his life when he was in seventh grade. That's when he met former NFL wide receiver Sly Johnson, who was training young receivers at the time.
He didn't train kids, and he was probably 26, 27, and my dad's like, hey, just please train my kid, please train my kid. And I was playing quarterback and running back at the time, and he, you know, he said, all right, fine, I'll train him. And then, you know, after two practices, he's like, hey, I'm going to make you an NFL wide receiver. And, you know, we just kept it going from there.
It wasn't really about football initially. It was about fixing the way Danny ran. It was supposed to be me giving him the running craft, but because of where we were in both of our lives, it became the craft of receiver, the craft of competition, the craft of handling adversity, the craft of life. I also didn't have the easiest time in my life at that time, so he was a sounding board for me, and I was for him. We probably need each other at that point.
He was one of those role models that helped me become a better person. And, you know, because he was in the NFL, he taught me the professional way of going through life. And you know, all the teachings that he learned, he put into me, you know, as a young kid. So it was great. I still talk to him to this day. And he runs a big camp down there with 60, 50 kids on a weekend. And, you know, I was his first kid. So it's something special we had.
That special bond is still there today. Daniel looks at Sly as a member of his family.
I mean, I call him for, you know, just life. I view him as an uncle, really, to me. You know, he's not my dad, obviously, but he's, you know, he's like my dad's brother because they talk every day. And, you know, I call him for anything, any problem, really. Hey, Sly, what should I do about this and stuff like that? And, you know, he always reminded me how weird it was, a 26-year-old, you know, watching a 7th grader picking up from school and stuff like that. And he said, I felt like I was crazy, but now look what it is.
Between his father and Sly, Daniel had great role models, but there was another aspect of his life that Daniel believes has prepared him for where he is today, his Jewish faith.
I had a rabbi tell me, you know, a Jewish man never can forget about God and forget that he's really Jewish. And, you know, I was just going through football and soccer my whole life, and you know, I did my bar mitzvah, but I did it kind of late because I was so in tune with sports, and I think it was that creeping up on me, really just being, hey, you're still a Jewish man, and, you know, it's time to just do something, you know, towards your faith. And I did that, and I just like the lessons. I just like believing in God, and, you know, like I keep saying, everything happens for a reason. I really, truly believe that. I don't think I'd be here without God, so, you know, I thank him for this. You know, you only live this life once, and, you know, why not go 100%? And, you know, usually the guys that do take the risks are the ones that have a cool quote at the end of the day about taking risk, and everyone else is, you know, plays it safe. And, you know, we're all going to die one day. And, you know, it's really what you bring to this world today and, you know, how you're going to live your life now. And I feel like you got to take full advantage of it and not live with any regrets. I think I just couldn't stand being average. You know, I could feel how other people felt not playing or not playing a sport and, or not, you know, being on the bench. That was just something I was like, I never want to be like that. And every time I would watch a college game or high school game or professional game, I was just like, that's what I want to do. I always wanted to go, you know, above the line. And I think that's just kind of like how I went on with my life, was trying to, you know, get to that point and trying to be the best, really.